The Islamist Hamas movement today threatened to avenge an Israeli missile strike that killed a Hamas militant last night in the Gaza Strip. Israeli officials say they will continue to target Hamas members for assassination until the Palestinian Authority dismantles the Hamas infrastructure. In a move welcomed by Israel, the Palestinian Authority has frozen dozens of bank accounts of charities that Palestinian officials said are connected to Hamas. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
An Israeli helicopter fired a missile at a man riding on a donkey cart in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, killing 23-year-old Hamdi Kalach, a Hamas militant, and wounding three other Palestinians. Israeli officials said Kalach was on his way to fire Qassam rockets at Israel. Several hours earlier, a Qassam rocket landed in Ashkelon, about 6 miles from the Gaza Strip. It was the first time the makeshift rocket has landed in a major Israeli city and the furthest a Qassam has traveled. Israeli security officials say Hamas has used the 2-month ceasefire, which collapsed last week, to develop longer-range rockets. Hours later, Israeli armored vehicles and bulldozers entered northern Gaza for the first time since they withdrew 2 months ago. They uprooted trees in the area the Qassam was fired from. Israeli officials say the Palestinian Authority has not done enough to stop Hamas. But in a move that analysts said may signify the beginning of a crackdown, the Palestinian Authority froze 39 bank accounts of 9 Islamic charities operating in the Gaza Strip. Amir al-Amrain is the director of Al-Mujama al-Islami, which was founded in the early 1970s by Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, the spiritual leader of Hamas. Al-Amrain says his group helps thousands of destitute Palestinians every month, among them hundreds of orphans. He says the Palestinian Authority's decision will only make life harder for many Palestinians in Gaza.
This will bring people more poor, and the poverty will increase. It will increase. It is another occupation besides the Israeli occupation. It will increase the people who are begging in the streets.
Yesterday, about 2,000 welfare recipients held a protest march after they learned they would not receive their monthly checks. One woman said the $200 a month in aid is the only way she can feed her 12 children. The bank accounts of 8 other charities were also frozen, including As-Salah Association, which pays for preschool and recreational programs. Amir al-Amrain says the Palestinian Authority is making a mistake by surrendering to American and Israeli dictates.
The Palestinian Authority is under heavy pressure from America and Israel. The Palestinian Authority is not going with clear steps. The Palestinian Authority did claim a big mistake and foolishness by closing these income resources for many poor people.
Al-Amrain urged the Palestinian Authority to rescind the decision. Palestinian officials said they preferred not to comment on the bank account's freeze. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.